On Book Notes this month, it is such a pleasure to welcome a teaching professor in history at Johns Hopkins University. This is Laura Mason, who has come out with a book called The Last Revolutionaries, The Conspiracy Trial of Gracchus Babeuf and the Equals. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks very much for inviting me.
I have to say that I was completely unaware of Gracchus Babeuf.
Oh, I'm sure you're in good company. He was famous in the 20th century for having been named by Karl Marx as the first modern communist. I'm much more interested in his role in the French Revolution and how he responded to a fight for democracy and social equality.
It's interesting in and of itself. Obviously, this is a fascinating story. What drew you to this particular part of history in the context of how we live our lives today?
So Gracchus Babeuf tried to pull off his conspiracy in the later years of the revolution. Most people who know anything about the French Revolution know about the beginning, the taking of the Bastille, or the moment of radicalism, the terror under Robespierre. Babeuf's conspiracy and trial took place after all of that dramatic action was over. And I think that it's time for us to look at the end of the French Revolution, because it's only by looking at those later years that we can understand why the first popular democratic republic in the modern world failed. Why did the French Revolution fail to establish a stable republic and a stable democracy? And I think Babeuf's conspiracy and trial answer some of those questions.
Can you read just a segment for us to give us an idea?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So this is from the very beginning of the book. Because the Rue de la Grande Truanderie abuts the central market in Paris, it was already crowded when Jean-Baptiste d'Haussonville landed there with hundreds of troops on a May morning in 1796. The police inspector's target was Gracchus Babeuf, a radical journalist who publicly denied the legitimacy of the sitting government. For 6 months, Babeuf had been urging the people to rise up and reignite the French Revolution. They must restore their stolen democracy, he argued in the pages of his People's Tribune, and sweep away private property. Only then would they realize the revolution's true aim, a world of perfect equality. A police agent had gone after Babeuf when he began publishing such things in the fall, but the journalist slipped away and continued to incite from a hiding place in the city. Now, with an address provided by a police informant, d'Haussonville believed he had cornered Babeuf. To prevent another escape, the inspector stationed cavalry at both ends of the block, filled the street with foot soldiers, and discouraged sympathizers by circulating a rumor that the troops were going after highway robbers. Then he climbed to the third floor of his targeted building and rushed an apartment, where he found Babeuf writing quietly in a back room with two men standing nearby. A look of utter dejection crossed all three faces, d'Haussonville would later say, but the men made no move to defend themselves. Babeuf stood from his chair and cried out, "It's all over. Tyranny has won."
Laura Mason is a teaching professor in history at Johns Hopkins University. Her book is The Last Revolutionaries, The Conspiracy Trial of Gracchus Babeuf and the Equals. There's more at yalebooks.com. Laura, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me in.